Peace. Welcome everyone to our fourth episode on the Fruit of the Spirit season, and this segment is about peace. See, in God's word it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This is Philippians 4:7. And I just want us to dwell on that for a second. And as you dwell on that within your heart and your mind, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you so very much, God. I thank you for being in your presence. I thank you that we're able to be in your presence because of the sacrifice of the Lamb, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that you have given us your peace, not as the world gives, but the peace that you give, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, that not even we that are endowed with this peace can fathom it. Lord, I just pray for peace over those listening right now. And I pray that you blanket our world with peace through everything going on, because we know the devil roams around like a lion looking for who to devour. And with that, he brings chaos and calamity. But you, God, have already made him powerless. Therefore, we all know that it's nothing but tactics and mind games, which we will not let subdue us. Because if there's one thing that is sure, is your word. And you said in your word that we will trample the head of the snake. And we have. For through Christ we are more than conquerors and more than overcomers. So I thank you, Jesus, and I trust in you. Amen. I want us to dwell on Philippians 4:7 for a second. Well, honestly, more than a second, because it goes deep. And it seems to me that it is in, because first of all, remember, God's word does not contradict itself. So it's in conjunction with John 14:27, which says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." See, fear is a tool, a tactic from the enemy. Fear. When you fear something, you're afraid. You're scared. You're not really trusting, right? And with that in mind, you know, you don't feel safe when you're in fear. And because of that, you and I may go to unfathomable extremes just to have that security. And that is very dangerous, because then we're not leaning on God. We're leaning on our own understanding, right? We feel like we're in trouble. So we go to these different extremes to try to get ourselves out of trouble, or to keep ourselves out of trouble. And the best part about God is that he'll dig you out of a ditch you dug yourself into. As long as you acknowledge it, you acknowledge him, and you turn to him and you give it all to him. And you surrender. And for me, my ditch turned out, well, I guess it was more than one. But the main one, for real, had been my addiction and my dependency. But I want to say this for everybody out there that smokes and thinks to themselves that it's okay, because they're not really harming themselves and it feels good, right? And to everybody that drinks, parties, clubs, you guys, it's all right to be sober, and it's 100% okay to be somewhere and not feel like you have to drink to fit in or to feel like yourself. Because if you're not able to be authentic in your own being, then just relax, you feel me? And then, you know, if you get so uncomfortable to the point that you want to leave, then leave. But please don't ever think you have to be under the influence of something other than the Holy Spirit to feel comfortable as you are. Because even the Bible says, come as you are. And if you're not accepted wherever you go as you are, because that's who you are, as you are isn't who you are. Forgive me. Because when you come to God as you are, right? The Bible says you can't please man and God. You can't serve man and God. So when you come to God as you are bound to change internally through the external. If that makes sense. I hope it does. I say that to say that the things you do outside of yourself, like outside of your inner being, I guess, is what leads to that internal change. You have to change things externally to implement change on the inside. For me, that's looked like changing what I listen to, changing the things I read, changing the content I pay attention to on social media. And keep in mind, I've deleted literally almost every single social media account I have, and app. If I haven't deleted the account, I've deleted the app. And the apps that I do have, I've made the effort to change the things that I could change. And you do control who you let into your accounts if they're on private, and you do control who you interact with online, the pages you interact with, the content you interact with. You may not be able to control your algorithm, but one thing is sure, that the more content you interact with on your algorithm, more of that is what will show up on your algorithm. I'm talking about TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I don't really know about Snapchat. And yeah. And as far as Snapchat is concerned, I deleted my Snapchat because I've had that account since probably 2015. So I've accumulated a lot of people on that account since that time. We're in 2022. And with the people I've added interacted with whatever. You see, honestly, I'm not one to judge people, so it's just a matter of time. And I wasn't always the best judge because I was so into not judging people. I'm just like, listen, like, you are who you are, you are how you are. Like, if we're cool, we're cool. You feel me? I wasn't one, and I'm not one to entertain issues with people. No, thank you. I'm not a magazine. This is not Vogue. Like, what you thought? Anywho, so with that in mind, I chose to delete my Instagram, my Snapchat. I still have Twitter and TikTok. I believe those are the only two apps I'm currently available on in my personal life. And of course, we have this podcast. Speaking of which, you guys, I am excited and so very happy to let you know that we made some changes. And if you can spot the difference, then I would be elated for you guys to let us know what you think is different, what you think we did on featuring on FT the Fam on Twitter. Again, the at is FT the Fam, FAM on Twitter. So yeah, just stop by, say hi, let us know. Anyways, now back to what we're talking about. Peace. See, peace has a couple factors that play into it. You can't have peace without forgiveness. Peace is, well, a synonym for peace is serenity. And if there's anybody on here that has been to an AA meeting or an NA meeting, you know about the serenity prayer. And, literally anybody who is everybody, I feel, has at one point in their life heard, seen, read, or said the serenity prayer, right? Because my first time ever coming across it was not in NA. Definitely wasn't in AA because I have been to AA meetings before. Funny enough, I don't remember when my first time was, but the Serenity Prayer is, Lord, grant us the serenity to accept the things we can't change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen. And with that, let me tell you, there's definitely a couple things you can change. But here's the kicker about it. None of the things you can change have to do with other people. It has absolute, like, the only thing it has to do concerning other people is changing the people that you surround yourself with, or that you immerse yourself in, or that you let yourself be around. That's it. Because everything else that you can change the people, you can change the places you go, you can change the things you do, the things you say, the things you think, the things you eat, the things you participate in. Like, you get the gist of it. And also, mini testimony. I had my first negative drug test. And boy, when I tell you, I'd been so excited. I was so excited, bro. Like, I mean, granted, I knew it would take about a month for it, for like the marijuana to exit out my system entirely, right? Nonetheless, though, wow. Praise God. It felt great. Wow. And so, yeah, on the peace thing, you guys, I just wanted to say this. When you try to have peace while you have internal conflict with yourself over something or someone, something has to give. For me, I wasn't willing to give up peace. Listen, one thing, well, two things I will fight to the death of me for is my peace and my joy. And it says, and it, God's word literally says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Because the peace that God gives has you filling his presence 25/8. Even when you think he's not there, you still don't actually feel alone. Let me give you an example. Not of thinking he's not there, but here's something that happened to me a few weeks ago. I was in the shower getting ready for an interview. I was in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, somebody walks into my room. And I was just like, who's that? Who's there? Like, who is it? Da, da, da. Because my bathroom door was slightly cracked open. And the voice responded, we're just checking the phone lines. And the way I rushed to quickly just like lock my bathroom door, it was, I felt like, what the heck, right? I didn't feel afraid. I wasn't afraid. I was astonished by the way they just walked into my room. Like, how, like what? First of all, you need a key card. And I mean, you know, like, it made no sense to me, right? So I was astonished and I was confused. Nonetheless, though, I wasn't scared. And what I did do when I was done was I kind of crept back into my room. Because at this point, your girl was ready for anything. You feel me? I was ready. And if I wasn't ready, I was going to get ready ASAP. No Rocky. But there would have been some rocking, if necessary. Nonetheless, though, like, it was clear. The coast was clear. Everything was calm. And all I could do was just, like, my mouth was open. My jaw dropped. I was like, God, what in the heavens is this? And, you know, and then my mind went back to how I was feeling in that moment. At first when it happened. And I was like, I didn't feel afraid. I wasn't feeling scared. Is that normal? That's how I felt about it. I was like, is this normal? Because, you know, like, honestly, that would have been the old me's reaction would have, or the old me would have felt at least an inkling of fear. But like, glory be to God, for he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. Right? And that's all it was. And that's all it is. And that's all that's there. Now, assuming I had hit a few, assuming I had a joint and I had hit it a few times before I got in the shower, because that is something the old me would have done to just, you know, calm her pre-interview nerves, right? I could have felt differently. I might have felt differently. And I'm saying this to say, if you were to ever come across my Snapchat camera roll, or like, is it, you know, one of those apps that like really store your photos from months ago, years ago, like all those things. If you were to ever come across my camera roll on those things, you guys would not believe that I'm the same person sitting before you today talking about, you know, drop the substances, step away from all that. Because my guy, I had been the chief ambassador of Chief in. Like, chief ambassador. There's nothing I didn't do. I used rose petals to smoke out of. You feel me? So when I say it took the great, oh my gosh, you guys. And I have my medical card. I literally have my medical card. So there is absolutely, well, in the eyes of everybody else, right, there's nothing wrong with me doing it. And in the eyes of God, it's forgiven, it's forgivable. Nonetheless, though, I personally know for a fact, the Bible says be sober-minded. How can you be sober-minded when you're inebriated by or under the influence of a substance? Right? How can you have peace, real peace, when your moods are altered by a substance? It doesn't connect. You feel me? The links aren't linking. And in as much as people say marijuana promotes clarity, it's not the kind of clarity you think it gives, as much as just like other drugs as well. Like, it doesn't give you the type of open-mindedness you think you're getting. It's not how that works. See, there's a verse in the Bible that says, unto God everything is lawful unto God. Nonetheless, not everything, I'm paraphrasing, not everything is right, like, considering the situation. You feel me? Pertaining to the circumstance of the situation. Because God cannot be overcome by anything. You feel me? And that's on period. Nonetheless, though, we as humans, we have a thing of thinking we have soul control over these things on earth. And granted, we very much do, as long as we're abstaining from it, right? It's like you don't smoke weed once in your whole life. You don't try it once in your life and become addicted. I personally don't know anybody that it's happened to. But manufactured drugs, we're talking LSD, Molly, aka MDMA, crack, cocaine. Even though cocaine is derived from a natural source, it's still manufactured in the sense that it goes through all these different processes to become what we know as brick. You feel me? And so, since the whole I kid you guys not, like, we are so much better off in our minds, in our spirits, and in our hearts. Like, yes, it will take a while. Yes, it may be a struggle, right? To not indulge. Because I literally, there was a point in time during my recovery where I was impulsively using. You feel me? And then, while I was impulsively using, it was like, oh my goodness. It made no sense to me, because it was like, I literally wasn't able to not do it, even when I didn't want to. And so, glory be to God, I went from impulsive to compulsive. Meaning that I would end up just giving in. Nonetheless, though, it was like, it was a struggle. And I was put through the ringer at least once. Or with the impulsive, I had relapsed like twice. But not but it was impulsive in the sense that if I was around it, I would do it, right? And then it went to compulsive in the sense that I could say no, and I would stick with my no. And that goes for vaping as well, praise God. See, over the years, only God knows how many nicotine vapes I've bought and inhaled by myself, not sharing with anybody. And the crazy part about it is that it's so detrimental to your health. Nonetheless, though, it's so addictive because it's flavored. Like, I wouldn't smoke a cigarette for nothing. Yet here I was buying vape after vape. I think the longest while I was actively using, I could go without vaping was probably 3 days. Before the week is out, I'd end up with another vape somehow. And all it did for me, it's not funny. It's so crazy that now that I can see what it's done to me, right? When I come in contact with other people. There was this one day I met this girl, and she stepped into the room, and while we're in the room, all she could literally do is hit her vape, secretly trying to hide that she was hitting her vape. And I just sat there and I looked at her, and I could see the anxiety written all over her. She was so anxious. And I was like, damn. I felt away. I was like, damn. Is that what I was like? Because mind you, like, I would go places and I'd step in the bathroom and vape just so I could quote unquote catch my breath and calm down. And now I'm in a space where I'm literally waking up with gospel like flowing from my heart, and with everything going on, I can honestly truly say I haven't had peace like this in five ever. Like, I can't recall a time where this peace I have, only because it has been so long. The last time I celebrated a sober birthday, I was 16. I'm 20 now. And honestly, all I can say is glory be to God. And I pray that everybody that I love and I know, and the people that I don't know, but that I do love, even if I don't know them, all get to experience this, because the peace when God gives you peace, the devil will try everything he can to disturb it, to take it, to destroy it. And even then, because what the world didn't give, the world can't take away. Like, it won't be anything to you. And you deserve this peace. You deserve the peace that God gives that surpasses all understanding. You deserve it. You're deserving. No matter what the situation is, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what anybody says, no matter what your mind is saying to you. All right? Because intrusive thoughts are a thing. No matter the anxiety that fills you from head to toe, making your body vibrate. Omo. Na God, oh. That's the only way you can ever truly have peace. So with that in mind, I just want to say that, you know, if you're looking to receive this peace, you can reach out to us and, you know, we'll support you on your walk with Christ and help you build a relationship, help you build that relationship that you're looking for, to fix, to return to. Because if anything, God does all the fixing, and all we have to ever do is just say yes and be willing and open. And at times there will be resistance because the world doesn't want to let us be. Nonetheless, though, we don't belong to the world. We belong to Christ. We belong to Jesus. We belong to the Father. We belong to our Creator. It's His breath in us. You feel me? So yeah, that's all this segment is going to be on. And at some point later on the podcast, we will come back to peace. And it will be talking about tools and ways you can go about, you know, establishing your peace and establishing His peace in your daily routine. Glory be to God. Stay blessed. Stay a blessing. And stay safe. Till next time. I love you. And Jesus loves you more.